Welcome to Census Pod. I'm delighted to have with us today Dr. Melanie Pelliccia. Dr. Pelliccia is Assistant Professor of Psychology in the Psychiatry Department at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. Thank you very much for joining our program today. Dr. Pelliccia, how did you become interested in autism research?
I started working with children with autism when I was an undergrad in college. I had a job with one of my professors, and I learned how to become an ABA therapist at that time. And so ABA stands for Applied Behavior Analysis. And this is going back, about 20 years now. And at that time, it was, my first exposure to working with children with autism. And right away, I knew it was something that I loved doing, that I was really excited about doing, and really knew this was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my career. During that time, I was able to work with children, and I was really struck by the gains that they were making using this kind of intervention technique, and by the gains that the families were making. And so it was really clear to me that this was an evidence-based approach that was able to help many children. But it was also clear to me as I progressed through my career that there were many children who didn't have access to this kind of treatment. And so as I progressed through my career and worked with more and more families, it became clear that there were many disparities in who was able to access this high quality evidence-based treatment called ABA. And it was often families who were educated or who knew to ask for this kind of approach, who were good advocates. And many families who were under-resourced or who were ethnic minorities, they didn't have the background to know that this treatment option was available, and to know that they should advocate for this kind of approach. And so that led me to work towards learning how to improve these disparities, to reduce them, and to help more children with autism access high quality evidence-based treatment. And so my research career is focused on working in community settings to help community systems, public schools, community mental health centers, or publicly funded systems provide high quality evidence-based care for children with autism and their families.
What an amazing story and background. Tell us, what was your path to becoming a faculty member at UPenn?
So I started out as an ABA therapist, so applied behavior analysis therapist, working with families in their homes. After I graduated from undergraduate, I found a position doing that full time for a private company. And while I was working in that position as an ABA therapist, I also earned my master's degree in applied behavior analysis, and kept working in that field, delivering treatment to children and their families, and then became a supervisor and was training others to do that. While doing that, I was working for a company in New Jersey, and at the time, there weren't any publicly available programs for children with autism in Philadelphia. And so my colleagues and I started the first publicly run program for children with autism that was based in applied behavior analysis. And we grew that program quickly and rapidly because it was now becoming accessible to more families who did not have access to this kind of approach before. And it was a really exciting time to build a publicly funded program. We developed a preschool that was based off of that program and is still in existence today in Philadelphia and is a high quality flagship preschool for children with autism. While doing that, even though we were building and creating programs for children who would not have access to them before, it was still pretty clear to me that there were still many families that weren't able to access this kind of approach. And so I pursued a doctorate degree, and I went back to school and got my PhD to learn how to do research, to learn how to expand my clinical thinking and knowledge, and got a PhD in school psychology and went on to become a clinical licensed clinical psychologist. I did a postdoc at the University of Pennsylvania and the Center for Mental Health with David Mandel, who directs that center, and learned how to do autism services research under his mentorship. And then stayed on at the Center for Mental Health for a faculty appointment. And that's where I am now.
How do you merge your background as a clinician to your work now in intervention research?
So really all of my research is rooted in my background as a clinician. My research is focused on how to improve the implementation of what we know are the best clinical practices for children with autism and their families. And so every research question that I ask is rooted in the clinical work that I've done and that we continue to do, and figuring out how to help more families access this kind of approach using implementation science. And for me, all of these questions about implementation and research are really rooted in thinking about what are the best ways clinically to provide care for children with autism and their families. And so they really are hand in hand, in that my clinical work informs my research.
Finally, tell us please how you work with communities to improve their access to evidence-based treatment for children with autism.
So when I'm working with communities, I think it's important to engage community stakeholders as partners in the research process. I use a community partnered approach to figure out what it is that would be best for each individual community setting. I think that really listening to the stakeholders, really engaging them in the process so that the research products are feasible for each individual community, so that they are a good fit for each community. I think this is different than how research often is translated into community settings, where research is completed in a lab and then there are attempts to translate those findings into research settings. Using a community partnered approach, our approach is different in that we engage our community partners from the beginning. When we are developing research questions, we are asking them, what are the things that are most important to you? What are the challenges that you face in your community with figuring out how to help more families access high quality intervention, for example? What are the things that you think are needed to improve this process? And from there, we work together to come up with a plan to hopefully get funding for these research questions and to implement them together throughout the whole process. For me, my community partners are involved throughout the research process, and so we meet regularly. We have a partnership. It's not one where it's my research project, it's our research project, and we are working together to figure out how to improve access to care for each individual child and each individual family. Within a large service system like Philadelphia, for example, we're working with agencies, we're working with supervisors in those agencies, we're working with the providers who provide care within those agencies, and we're working with the families. And so it's a multi-layered approach, and it's important to form partnerships at all of those levels so that the research is sustainable beyond the timeline of the project, and that there are lasting products and hopefully lasting change that result from a community partnered process.
Thank you very much.